Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Wednesday, May the 15th. And welcome to our commentary. The big story today is, of course, about this debate that we're going to have between President Biden and President Trump. You know, we're going to have this big debate coming up, I guess, at the end of June. And how this happened, it's interesting, and the reasons behind it. I guess there's going to be a lot of speculation about that, a lot of analysis. But just how it happened, I guess the White House just put out a little video saying, hey, we're ready to debate you, Donald, you know, come and get it, type of video. By the way, speaking of that video, I didn't pick this up, but I was listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. I like their show a lot. And I was listening to it a few hours ago. And Clay Travis was pointing out something that, again, I didn't pick it up because I'm not an expert on that kind of stuff. But Clay Travis was pointing out that if you watch the video, what you can see is that they actually made a bunch of different videos, and then I guess they spliced it together, because you can see somebody like him can pick up on stuff like that. So what that tells you is that they had a lot of trouble making this video, and they were able to record different parts and splice it into a finished product. Now, I'm not surprised that that's what happened, because I think Joe Biden has a lot of problems when he's behind a microphone. So why would he do this? Why would he go out there and challenge Donald Trump to a debate? I think that what is really going on here, my opinion, is that I think he's under a lot of pressure from Democrats to prove that he can run a campaign, that he can debate Trump, that he can actually sit somewhere for 90 minutes or 60 minutes or stand or sit, whatever the rules are, and that he can do that for 60 minutes and survive. I mean, that's about it as far as I'm concerned. I don't think they're doing this because Trump has been complaining that he never debates. I don't think that really went into the equation. I think this is a signal. They want to send a signal to the Democrats, particularly the donors, that he can do this. And he's going to be doing it at the end of June, which is an interesting time. We've never had a presidential debate before the end of June. I mean, the fact is that neither one of them will be the official nominee at the end of June. We know they're going to be. I mean, we know they're going to be nominated by their parties. But, you know, normally these debates in the past have occurred in September and October, late October sometimes. But they've never been in June. I mean, we've had primary debates in June, but we've never had presidential debates. So I think in my opinion, the reason they chose at the end of June is because this is going to be a make or break moment for Joe Biden. And he's going to have to show to the Democrats that he can actually do this. And of course, they have their convention roughly 2 months later, not quite 2 months, I guess the middle of August. And he's going to have to demonstrate that he can do this. And I believe that was the motivation for calling for a debate with Donald Trump. I don't think it was because they feel that he's not been on television enough, which he hasn't been. I think it's simply a question of he has to prove that he can do this. Now, he may be able to do it. He may be able to survive 90 minutes. And when I say survive, I mean literally survive, because every time he's exposed to the cameras, I mean, he is, you know, he's in deep trouble every time he has to answer questions and so on. But can he do this? I don't know. We'll find out. There are some challenges also here for President Trump, and I hope they're going to take them very seriously. President Trump is going to have to avoid some of the more bombastic, I love that word, things. And he's going to have to focus on the economy and foreign policy, on the border. That's what he got to work on, okay? He doesn't want to be talking about the last election. And no matter how strongly he feels about that, he shouldn't be talking about it. He shouldn't be talking about the last election. And if the Biden people try to trip him or try to bait him on the election, or maybe even the media people, he should say, look, I'm here to talk about the 2024 election. This is about the future, not the past. And he should walk away from that topic. That is not a good topic. The American people do not want to have a debate about 2020. I certainly don't. want to watch the debate about 2020. I mean, how you feel about 2020? I know some people feel strongly about that. And I do believe there were some problems in the 2020 election that should not be repeated, like handing, you know, sending out these ballots in the mail to people who didn't request them and all of that. I understand all of that. And we need to be careful that it doesn't happen again. A lot of the states have made that illegal anyway, so they're not going to, you're not going to have a lot of a repeat of that situation. You also, you're not going to have COVID as the major excuse. But Trump has to avoid that obsession with certain issues, things that matter to him. And he should focus on the big picture. The big picture is very good for Donald Trump, meaning the economy. We just had inflation figures that came out today. And while you can argue that the inflation is a little slower, the inflation is still here. And the inflation is still here because inflation is more than food prices. Food prices are obviously a big part of inflation. They hit the family every week when mom goes to the store. But there's other issues out there that are impacting inflation, like, for example, automobile insurance, homeowners insurance, the price of a lot of things, rent, a lot of stuff, interest rates. I mean, interest rates are killing young people who want to buy a house or people who want to sell a house and get a bigger one or whatever. That's what he should focus on. And I think President Trump should simply talk about things were better when I was president and things were better because of policy decisions that we made, because of things that we proposed, such as an energy policy that focused on production of American fossil fuel, such as a border that focused on respecting the border and having people remain in Mexico. He should focus on that. He should focus on the big picture. He should focus, for example, on Iran. Iran was a different country when Trump was president than it is now. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that Iran or Trump had a much tougher policy against Iran than President Biden does. He should also focus on this breach in the Democrat Party between Israel and the Democrats. So there's a lot of things for him to talk about. And that's what this debate ought to be about. Simply an indictment, if you will, of the Biden years and the disaster that the Biden years or the Biden presidency has been for the American people. That should be the focus of the debate. And if he concentrates on that and stays away from talking about 2020 or stays away from calling him crooked, you know, Joe Biden, and all that kind of stuff, I just think that's going to be better for him. He's got to win. He is winning, but he's got to hold on to the independents, the people who are not as passionate about politics, who are more concerned about what's going on in their pocketbook, what's going on with the community. Another big issue, of course, that Donald Trump should be focusing on, former President Trump, is crime. I mean, crime is a problem. Just talk to anybody who lives in a big city. Crime is a real problem. And what does the crime problem have as, what's the common denominator of the crime problem? Democrats are running these cities. Democrats are the ones who are, you know, tying up the hands of the police, making it easier for criminals to survive. So that's what he should be focusing on. And I think if he does focus on that big picture, if he makes an indictment, if you will, against the Biden presidency, there's nothing that Biden can do. Biden, first of all, is not going to have the energy to debate Trump like that, because, you know, it's just not, that's not who Biden is right now. And more than likely, he's going to explode. But there are some pitfalls as well for President Trump, as I just outlined. He's got to focus on what's happening in the country, the foreign policy, the border. If he focuses on that, I think he should do very well in this debate. Now, as I understand, the debate is going to be on CNN. Now, that's fine. I don't care where they have it. But if you're going to have a debate of this nature, I think the debate should be in the network that people actually watch. I mean, if you look at the ratings of CNN, nobody watches that network. So I think it would be foolish to have a network in, or have a debate in a network that people don't watch. I mean, it is kind of silly, isn't it? So I would recommend what they ought to do, if they were asking my opinion. I think the debate ought to be on Twitter or on some kind of streaming service. You know, they can have the regular network, but they should also put it on X. They should put it on streaming, because frankly, that's how a lot of people are going to watch it. I mean, those days of sitting in front of the TV and watching the debate. I mean, those days, I mean, I do it, but a lot of people, frankly, don't do it anymore, particularly the young people. So we'll have more information about this debate. But I really believe that the Biden administration is getting desperate. And that's why they took a move like this. A couple of quick things. I have a post over at the American Thinker today talking about the fact that the 1980 election is starting to resemble, the 2024 election is starting to resemble 19. And I go through some of the analysis. That was, of course, when Jimmy Carter was running for re-election, and much of the country came to the conclusion that he shouldn't be re-elected. In much the same way, I think much of the country has come to the conclusion that Joe Biden shouldn't be reelected. So you can check my post over at the American Thinker. I've got a post coming out tomorrow about Mayor Adams, who says he wants to give all these jobs in New York. You know, the young people who are the swimming guard, I guess, at the public swimming pools. He wants to give those jobs to migrants because he says migrants are good swimmers. That is a crazy explanation if I've ever heard one. But anyway, that's what's happening. New York is going crazy. I mean, this trial that they're doing of President Trump is further that. And if you want to laugh a little bit, watch some videos of these hunger strikers at the colleges. I mean, these people are about as immature and foolish as anything. You know, people over the years have gone on hunger strikes over some very serious things. I know down in Cuba, there have been some political prisoners who have gone on hunger strikes, but those were serious issues. What's happening in these universities, those are not serious issues. Those are just a bunch of spoiled brats who are seeking attention and pretending that they're living in some kind of an oppressive state. And I think my favorite one, I think I was just reading about some hunger strikers who apparently take turns. You know, as these guys come in, they do a hunger strike and then they're replaced by another group. Well, that's not a hunger strike. That's just a bunch of people who are looking for publicity. Quick thing, if you look at these polls that are coming out, and we're going to get into more of this later this week when we talk to my friend Richard Baer from the American Thinker. But if you look at a lot of this polling data, you're seeing a very interesting trend. And that is that Hispanic men and Black men are leaving the Democrat Party. Something is happening to the Democrat Party that men are leaving. And again, the biggest problem that the Democrats have with Hispanics and Blacks is men. And they're moving away from the Democrat Party. So that's something we'll talk to Richard Baer the next time he joins our program. And on this day in history, we go back to 1941. So that would make it, 83 years ago today, Joe DiMaggio got a base hit in a game in Washington. And that began the incredible 56-game hitting streak of 1941. Still probably the most difficult record ever in Major League sports, and doubt very much that anybody will break it. I mean, Pete Rose came close to it. He got to 44. And there's a big difference between 44 and 56. There have been a couple of other guys who got into the high 30s. But 56, what an amazing streak by Joe DiMaggio, began today in 1941. And for the whole spring and summer, the whole country was talking about the streak. It was just an absolutely amazing thing. Thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas. And we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye, everybody.